I said that when we're looking at what you call the Word of God, I deciphered, or let me say, I pulled out four different things from inside it, using words that I picked from Psalm 119. I said there are precepts, and what are precepts? They are God's principles, the way by which He does things. Are you getting my point? There are God's commandments. Those are express directions concerning life. Thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother. There are things that are so expressly commanded. Then I said, apart from that, there are testimonies. And testimonies, what are they? Those are things that are right for me to do. They are personal, all right? You can find, like, let me put a word, geographical testimony. I'm just adding that one to it now. You see an American do something, it's okay. You come to Nigeria, do it, God slaps you. Twice, for that matter. But most importantly, there are things that are personal. And God normally gives that one. You know, I was watching our broadcast on Omega Channel this morning. And I was hearing myself say things again. There's a preacher. If you tell me that I need time to do the things I'm supposed to do, there are little testimonies you observe. Bishop Oyedepo will teach us those days that stop visiting. It's not necessary. That they say pastors must do visitation. He says it's not the job of a pastor. Send the deacons. Miles Monroe will say that don't waste time. Redeem the time. Those are personal testimonies. And he said the righteousness of thy testimonies we read on Tuesday, they are everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. That is, if I discover God's specific instruction for my life, I understand that thing, then life is given to me. That's why I said the righteousness of thy testimonies, not commandments, not precepts, testimonies. There are people who are having problems, maybe at home with their marriage or their business. There's one word that God is giving them, one word about their own life. He will tell a man, this is how you relate with your wife. It won't apply to everybody else, but if you do this, you will prosper. The problem we have sometimes that builds denominations is because people make laws out of testimonies. Then I said, of course, last of all, there is what David called the Word of God. Or more importantly for us to understand now, the promises of God, upon which hope is hinged. I said Christians love to follow by promises. They like to come to church and hear the blessing. I said, but those things don't come into your life except you have followed the precepts, the commandments, and the testimonies. Very important. Now, one thing I want to emphasize from there is this. If you read out my book, Great Faith Can Be Yours, I explain, in fact, the whole book, I told you before, was written. In fact, there's a book I was working on. I've not finished that one till today. How Christians Get Results. I've not finished it since. It's quite big also. It's there. There was a book I was working on. One day, I just asked a simple question. Why did the widow of Zarephath believe Elijah? And of course, in an instant, the Holy Spirit gave me the answer. And I dropped the one I was working on, opened the file, and finished that book in less than a month. Great Faith Can Be Yours. I started writing to get a point across to people that there was a reason why a stranger showed up suddenly. Are you getting my point? And said, give your last meal. And the woman believed it. I'm not going to teach all of that in details now. But what I just want to bring out from there is a number of things. Number one, it was not the first time she was given to people. That is why, let nobody deceive you. If you're a career stingy man, you can't give an offering and prosper. It doesn't work. You must be a habitual giver. I explained that Elijah didn't show up in that woman's doorstep by accident. I said Elijah was sent directly to her house. That the question is that how come that happened? Before we start pretending as if all God needs to prosper is a single offering out of your hands. Sorry, that is not true. My emphasis actually is that, you see, there's a lifestyle that preceded the day that Elijah met her. You get the point? Before you can hold on to God's word without doubting, that's what I was saying. I talked about the spirit of faith. That God pours a spirit of faith into you when He knows that you need that extra dose to face that adversity. In the same manner, before you can hold on to God's word, the word, the promise of God, and not doubt, it must be because you have been following the precepts. Do you get my point? The testimonies and the commandments as a lifestyle. It must be. Then God enables you by Himself to hold on to the word and not doubt. to hold on to his promises. My emphasis in these teachings is here. What do I do waiting at the doorposts? It's simple. I am waiting each time to learn something new. When I say new, I'm not talking about new revelation. That means something I don't understand yet. He said, that which I see not, teach thou me. Are you getting my point? If you've been coming here for some time, or you are personally related to me, you will know for a long time I've been crying that God, the most, I mean, come on, somebody is teaching. Because just to drop that one in, I discovered by experience and from the word of God that it's not everybody that's your teacher. And don't pretend, not everybody. As much as I try to listen to everybody, I have realized I don't connect with everybody. There are two or three names, American, big American preachers I could mention to you, but I don't want to mention them. People that I have even quoted. And I agree with everything they say, at least essentially, you know, as much as I can agree with another preacher. But I don't listen to them. Why? They just don't connect with me. If you want their book, I'll buy for you as a present, but I never buy for myself. Because I've bought several, they don't connect with me. I read the scriptures, and I discovered that you see a word again and again. He said, I did not listen to the instructions of my teacher. That this is not everybody that's your teacher. It is important you identify. I mean, it's not a big process. You just know that there are people who they are talking, you don't know what they are saying. You listen and listen and listen, you don't know what they are saying. No, people are getting excited. Woo! Ha ha! Woo! Wow! Did you hear that? Oh my God! Oh my God! And you're like, what? So you as a nice Christian, you say, amen, 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 amen. But you're wondering, what are they talking about? That I have learned. And I've learned to respect it. And these are people, they are teaching sound doctrine. Now, I just digress into that. But the point I'm trying to make here is this. For a long time, I kept on telling myself. I said, what? Something is going on. There's a word somewhere that I must hear. There is a teacher that God has sent me that I've not connected with. And listen, in prayer, I kept on searching. There are times I just start browsing on the internet. Looking for, just click. There's one of my friends told me about one Korean preacher. I logged onto his website, listened to him for a while. Just listening out at his doorposts. That's what I'm trying to explain. Listen, I said to us before that many years ago, it was considered a sin for Christians to read novels. At least amongst my circles. Yes, we did. Is that true? It's one of the things I call testimonies. Are you getting what I'm saying? But there's a reason for it. I told my wife, there are many movies that I want to watch. Nice, interesting movies. I have them plenty. I said, I have not, she's a witness. For weeks and weeks, I have not been able to sit down to watch one. I remember them. In fact, I believe in exercising, getting up early, running up and down, going to the gym to carry weights. I do that. Except that sometimes you wake up. Ha! I look at the 5 books that arrived recently. I look at my jogging shoes. Look at the road as I come. Let me just read 2 chapters first. By the time you read the 2 chapters, it's daybreak. It's already daylight. I'm bringing out an issue here. I kept on going. I said, look, we should watch these films. I was telling her yesterday night. I said, but first, we'll read some more first. Because I know, listen to me, let me say this again. You are on a particular level now, amen? Amen? You are on a particular level now. Financially, spiritually, you know, materially. In fact, I would do that spiritually because there's a reason why it's not spiritual, I want to say. In your marriage, your relationship, that's what I mean, a married person, in everything. And that level is a reflection, that's where I was going, of the spiritual level you are in right now. I think I'm a happily married man. But I don't even come close to scoring myself 100%. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, I know, it's not possible now. It is not possible. I'm not talking about by humility. I'm just remembering. 2 nights ago, what happened? The other morning, what happened? That's not pure joy and happiness. That is, there's another level to conquer. Now, this is where I'm going. You can't conquer and say you're the vex. You know, that kind of, how can a man just be happy all the time like that? And me, I'm not happy. She has come. Pastor Frank said, he and his wife are very happy. They are happy. Everybody knows they love each other. You and me are always quarreling. From now on, no more quarrel. No more quarrel. Say, yes, no more quarrel. Kiss me, baby. No more quarrels. The devil said, they wait. I come to Oga Obasanjo and they laugh. He said, you think it is by determination not to quarrel? Wait. He said, we won't quarrel again. They will never quarrel again. In fact, no more quarrel. Sing after me. He said, why should I sing? Now I've heard you. I said, no more quarrel. That you started again. No, this is the kind of thing that causes the quarrels. Now you see, you will have finished another round before you realize, oh, that was quarrel. But the believer, no, it's not like that. Until a new word enters your heart, you can't stop that quarrel. It's not by strength. I read people keep on thinking, have you gone for counseling? That is, I'm not talking about Christians, I mean the world. If you want, you go for help, you go for counseling somebody. You see marriages going for counseling. And of course, with the marriage, they've been counseling, and they are still breaking down as fast as they ever were breaking down and worse. Why? It's not by counseling. Like Billy Akoni said, the word of God is not advice. It's power. If it enters, it kills the quarrel without you realizing the quarrel is gone. Do you get what I'm saying? That's why if you see a Christian that's having problems, pray for them, that is good. But start, this is my best gift. Start giving them books and see this. And like I say, I'll give you one or two. That should first. After that, I collect my money. Not because I need the money, but because you have to place value on it. When they keep dashing you like that, you won't read it. This is what I want to say. It's not nice, eh? But I will say it. You see a believer, maybe a married man, a married woman, always quarreling. And you just call the woman. If you're a woman or the man, if that's your friend. Do you think what you guys are doing is good? And they say no. I say, okay, good. Follow me to where I hear the teaching of the word. If he keeps on saying no, forget him. He doesn't want to be happy. It's not a nice thing I said, though, but I will say it anyway. Because you can't advise. It's not. Look, I'm talking about Christianity here. It's not by sound advice. It's by the instruction. Because like I said at the beginning, it is the entrance of the word. The flesh profits nothing. All this talk I'm talking, it's emptiness. That's why you can never be blessed. Listen to T.B. Joshua. It's not possible. Because no matter the amount of what he claims to be preaching, he's lying. The words are accurate. He read it from a Kenneth Hagin book. He's not a believer. So there's no spirit passing through him into you. If you think I'm lying, all right, tune the TV next time. It's always on. It's dry and empty. It's palpable. There's nothing coming forth from it. But you see preachers that don't know book. They don't know anything. They just say, hallelujah. When the Lord begins to bless you, the English is wrong. But they there first. Because the Spirit is passing through. That's what I'm talking about. Let me not leave my emphasis for today. It's the issue of watching daily at my posts. Watching daily at my posts. Listen, there is a word that God has packaged. And listen, good things are not found by the wayside. You dig for them. Are you getting my point? You dig for them. Let me get practical. That's why as a Christian, I remember those days, just to give my life as a testimony, I will walk down to Edisil and Ify Music in Lagos. His books I went to buy, forget the music part of it. These books they were selling. I look, tap my pocket, buy books with every dime I have, having calculated that the trekking distance back to my house is not too bad. Listen, every Christian, now listen, buying a book for me now is no longer I don't know the book you want to sell that my car can buy. I don't know whether I get my point. If I can buy a car, I can buy any book. If I can buy a tire for my car, I can buy any book. Which book you want to sell? Unless I don't really want to read it. If I really think there's something inside, if you know the cost of one of my tires, you go run. Say, Pastor, you should say you did normal so. That day I said, one guy helped me get, one was fault, Tokumba one. He said 30,000 at Tokumba, brand new, 75K. If I can drive that car, there's no book I can't read. There's no book I can't read, I can't buy. Are you getting my point? I don't know any book they sell for 70,000 naira. Christian book. Now, why am I saying so? But there was a time that my wife will tell you once, we were not married then, she was in Benin, I was in Lagos. I was broke, busted, and disgusted, like they say. Yet I took a stroll in my broken state. I always go to the bookshops. So as I was strolling around, I saw Heritage of Great Evangelical Teachings. I saw another one. This is a history book, the complete works of Josephus. Both combined was almost 5,000 naira. I was broke. I ran back to work. I went to look for one of my friends. So, but like I said, you get some extra coins with the rope. You will lend this for about 5K. I was hungry the day before, I didn't borrow money. When I saw the book, I said, look, I will pay back. Amen. In Jesus' name, I will pay back. Now, what I said before now is that I have passed my test. Amen. No. God can't test me. Will you buy this book or you won't buy the book? Unless he has not persuaded me concerning the value. As for buying it, no, it's not an issue now. No. But there was a time that it was an issue. I remember once, my friends and I used to go out. My friend John and I would go to those places. And with a little money in our pocket, we'll be pricing book. They say this one is an American book, brand new, everything. They say it's 200 naira. Now, 200 naira was fat box that time, all right? And shortly before I finished service, my allowance was 700 naira a month. All right, this was immediately after my service, so you understand what I'm talking about. So me and him would look at each other and say, these ones that are like 13 naira, these local print ones, this one printed in Aba and Benin, that now 19, it's what that day inside, joy, now what day inside. So we'll deceive ourselves by all they were good, believe me. I'm talking about John G. Lake, Alexander Dawi, and stuff like that. We'll buy them 40 naira, 30 naira. So, but give that 200 naira, Joe. We'll give that 200 naira, collect like 4 or 5 books. We'll be happy. Then one day, I think, now I look back, now I must have been the Holy Spirit. Say, Banky, listen. That the thing that's inside that 200 naira book, you know, it's not inside this one. It is not as if that one is more than this one, but the truth inside there may not be inside here. So better go back and go and buy that one. Then I say, hey, it's true. That day I remember I didn't have money. I went to my cousin and said, Auntie, I bet if you lend this Boboda kind, 300 naira. I negotiated, explained. And instead of lending me the money, she dashed it to me. I didn't know then, no. She just gave me the money. I ran to the bookshop and started buying the books. That's how come I have, I think, one of my Kenehagen books till today. Forgotten which one precisely. Now, that was the day I finally bought it. Now, buying Kenehagen book for me now is more like pocket change. Yeah, it's true. It's true. I mean, they don't cost more than what my wife used to buy a bowl of ice cream for the children to eat at a go. Yes, it's true. It's levels. Hallelujah. Amen. The time has passed when I struggled. But there was a time, that's what I'm emphasizing, that I struggled over it. There was. So there was a time. What I'm using that one to illustrate for us is the kind of spirit God expects us to have when it comes to digging for these things. It amazes me till today when you talk to preachers, Christians, and I'll be talking, you know, today, in today's day, I will talk to a preacher. Have you read God's Generals by Robert Liardon? Say, yes, I heard of that book. Eh? There's a book like that. That is in my mind. Believe me. So that in case some people are listening to this, if you're a preacher, there are books you must read. I believe in visions by... Now, these books I want to recommend are all Kenehagen books. Plus that Robert Liardon. If you're not a preacher, well, you should read them, but... If you're a preacher, there are books you must read in this generation. He gave gifts unto men by Kenneth Hagin. You must read it. Plans, purposes, and pursuits by Kenneth Hagin. You must read it. Following the Plan of God for Your Life by Kenneth Hagin, you must read it. I Believe in Visions by Kenneth Hagin, you must read it. If you read these books, you will live long as a preacher. I know what I'm saying. They pour into you the spirit of following. Look, listen. There are no methods for following God's will. If you drink the spirit of following, you will follow. What you need to do is to drink the spirit of men that followed. You will see where they made errors. Their counsels that people give me, I can't take them because Kenneth Hagin said, don't. There are counsels people want to give you, or behaviors people behave towards you, I can't receive them because John G. Lake said, don't. A friend of mine came the other day, was coming from UK. There's a book I've been looking for. John Alexander Dowie, that's the name of the book by Gordon Lindsay. The Story of the Man by Gordon Lindsay. This book has been out of print since the 70s. So, I tried to look for it. Where I found it in America, they were selling it for $200. If it was brand new, it would be $15. But because it's an archival, you know what I mean? A collector's item. $250, yes. I looked at it, $250. I said, okay. And they look. Then one day, my mind just went there. I decided to check in Amazon UK. Guess what? I saw it for £10. Who? Old one, of course. The book's been out of print in the 70s. Immediately, I called my friend in the UK. Pastor Man, he's been here. Some of you may know him. Uche Igboko. I said, Pastor, I called him Pastor Man. I said, Pastor Man, please, look at the book. I sent a link to his box, called him. I said, please, buy this book. So he called me that he has bought it, but he's not sure it will be delivered before he comes. He was supposed to come the following week. When he arrived in Enugu, as I went to, I think at the airport or somewhere, when I met him, or he came to my office, he opened his bag and produced the book. Oh, God. I danced. The man was looking like, this book, he said, actually, he read it on the way, I think on the plane when he was coming, and he said it's a very good book. When he saw the rejoicing of my soul, of course, he bought it as a gift for me. The £10, no. Banky, this is my gift I brought for you. I didn't bring you a shirt, didn't bring you a trouser, I brought you a book. I read the book many years ago. That's when I fell in love with it. And that book taught me what never to do as a preacher. So that the greater affliction than the one you cured people of won't come upon you. You read the story of John Alexander Dowie. When you see how he fell from the height that the Lord placed him. Gordon Lindsay, being a man of spiritual intelligence, will analyze it for you. What he's telling you in effect, oh boy, don't go this way. A friend of mine said something once. He said, we learned a lot from our elders. We learned what to do, and very importantly, we learned what not to do in ministry. So I don't understand when somebody says, he's a preacher, he plans to succeed in ministry. You've not eaten all these materials. You can't, oh God, you can't pray your way into it. You can only pray your way into God sending you the materials. You want me to prove it to you? Cornelius. Cornelius gave, prayed. Finally, they sent him the material called Peter. God didn't just say, okay, he's done so well. Save him. Wah, you are saved. No. An angel can say, oh boy, you don't try. You have to read a book. What's the name of the book? The book is in Joppa. His name is Peter. Let him come and dictate to you. There are many Peters that God has packaged on pieces of paper. You see, Christians walk around with zeal. Hey, giving offering. Praying. You understand? You know, they like title. When you give a man title, pastor, he thinks he's made. I've seen a man fighting over that title, pastor, because he thinks it means anything. Demons don't address you by title. They don't understand title. They will beat a bishop. They don't care. They don't have respect. What they understand is the amount of virtue that's inside your soul, which is delivered by the entrance of his word. Let me raise the shoulder. Raise shoulder for men. Raise shoulder for Satan first. And you beat your head. Your head is that, oh my God. But a little word that God delivers into your soul is automatic resistance to the devil. So, as believers, we watch daily at his doorposts, because we know there is something we don't know yet, and that is what is hindering us from the next level that God wants us to get into. You can pray from now till tomorrow. Until that word comes to you, you ain't moving. Sometimes, because, you know, Paul said that the word of God is profitable for instruction, for correction. Sometimes when I'm correcting my wife about something, I said, listen, be careful when I'm giving you corrections. This thing that looks small may be the thing that will be the key to the next level you are praying for God to lift you into in life. You can't despise that. You can't. Like I told you, I'm getting practical. Therefore, Christians, you must spend your money buying books. That's why I told my story. Now I can't afford any book. And that's not bragging, for goodness sake, it's not bragging. There's no spiritual book that costs as much as my medical textbooks. One of our specialty books, not a joke. You look at the price of some of these books. Each one's $400. They don't say spiritual books are expensive. So if you can buy, and I can afford these things now. But I gave you the story. There was a time I couldn't. What does that tell you? You can't tell me you can't. I don't know where I get my point. Don't let them dash you. Look, it's good if they dash you, amen? But that's not what you are watching out for. It's not. I told you before, sometimes, because my wife carries some of our materials, people will buy suits to wear from her, 20,000 naira. They will now say, dash me a book that's 300. Because, you know, she's my wife, so the spirit of banking dwelleth in her. You get my point? So, the kind of anger she could take, look the person. If I beat you, your back will not be able to wear that suit. Why are they asking? Because they don't place any value on it. That's what I'm saying. And you as a Christian, listen, you can't afford to walk around in ignorance. You are denying yourself of the power of God. You don't get a wife by praying. You get a wife by hearing a word in your heart. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are obstacles for concerning your progress. They are blocking the way. You prayed from now to tomorrow. God said, listen. You can't pray this obstacle away. A day will come, a word will enter into your soul, you'll fly above them. And if you know this, what you do, therefore, you go, listen, that's why I said that one. Watching daily at my post, not really resting at home, waiting for when Pastor Banky or another one would agree to go on that radio station and bring the word to you. Ask those who work closely with me when it comes to broadcasting. For a long time, I refused to move to another radio station. I said, in Eastern Nigeria, no. I said, next radio station, let's go somewhere else. He said, okay, those around, I said, listen, if they are in Oka, they know where to buy the CDs. Those in the Enugu, they know where to go. If anybody is still groaning, he said, you're no longer on radio, he's not serious. He's not serious. He, you know, I told you before, there are those who, when you show, it's like, hey, Two-Face don't come, you know, Two-Face don't arrive. So they are waiting for you to play for them. And not entertaining anybody. Any man who believes that the word contains the life for his soul, he will run and go and get it. Christians put in that effort, not like they are waiting. Listen, there is no problem in life that God has not spoken the word concerning. That's what I'm still saying. But my main preaching in this series is to let you know that you must run and look for that solution that he has written. Every one of his solutions are recorded. They come as words. When you will have prayed and prayed and prayed, what he will give you is a word. We read the parables of Jesus. He said the merchant is like, he said the kingdom of God is like a merchant who saw a pearl of great price. And for that, to acquire that thing, he sold all that he had. In life, we talk about precepts. God has